The Slowdown is supported by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraig O Tuama, a poetry anthology that offers immersive reflections, keen insights, and personal anecdotes on 50 powerful poems. Focusing mainly on poets writing today, Poetry Unbound engages with a diverse array of voices that includes Ada Limon, Ilya Kaminsky, Margaret Atwood, Ocean Vuong, Layli Long Soldier, and Reginald Dwayne Betts. Poetry Unbound, now in paperback.
I am Tracy K. Smith, and this is The Slowdown. Oh, the ego. The thing that says, I matter, look at me, love me. A few minutes on Instagram might cause you to believe the human ego is alive and well. But I wonder if that's truly the case. Sometimes it seems to me that we spend so much time seeking validation, posting our flattering selfies, bragging about our accomplishments, photoshopping our lives into a facsimile of perfection, because deep down, we all want to matter, and there aren't always enough sources telling us in genuine ways that we do. Today's poem, Ego, by Denise Duhamel, bears witness to the longing and self-doubt that an undernourished ego can unleash. My heart goes out to the speaker who remembers feeling overlooked in the cosmology of her third-grade classroom. As a parent, I feel particularly attentive to this layer of the poem. I'm not 100% sure what the cure is for the condition of the internet-addled ego. I have an inkling it's an analog cure, something that exists offline, in real time, and lives in the space between real people and face-to-face interaction. But it may also be true that a form of supplementary healing can come from reading poems that remind you there are other people out there just as vulnerable as you are. People whose actual experiences resonate with feelings you may never have brought into thought or speech. Maybe community is key to the health of the individual ego. Even Duhamel's speaker seems to hold out hope of finding the context in which she might genuinely shine. Ego, by Denise Duhamel. I just didn't get it, even with the teacher holding an orange, the earth, in one hand, and a lemon, the moon, in the other, her favorite student, the sun, standing behind her with a flashlight. I just couldn't grasp it, this whole citrus universe, these bumpy planets revolving so slowly no one could even see themselves moving. I used to think if I could only concentrate hard enough, I could be the one person to feel what no one else could, sense a small tug from the ground, a sky shift, the earth changing gears. Even though I was only one mini speck on a speck, even though I was merely a pinprick in one goosebump on the orange, I was sure then I was the most specially perceptive, perceptively sensitive. I was sure then my mother was the only mother to snap, "The world doesn't revolve around you." The earth was fragile and mostly water, just the way the orange was mostly water if you peeled it. Just the way I was mostly water if you peeled me. Looking back on that third grade science demonstration, I can understand why some people gave up on fame or religion or cures. Especially people who have an understanding of the excruciating crawl of the world, who have a well-developed sense of spatial reasoning and the tininess that it is to be one of us. But not me. Even now, I wouldn't mind being God, the force who spins the planets the way I spin a globe, a basketball, a yo-yo. I wouldn't mind being that teacher who chooses the fruit, or that favorite kid who gives the moon its glow. The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Library of Congress and the Poetry Foundation. Follow The Slowdown on Instagram and Twitter at @SlowdownShow.
I'm Tanya Mosley. In 1987, my sister Anita vanished without a trace. Decades later, thanks to DNA, we found her. But that's only the beginning of the story. She Has a Name is a new audio documentary that explores the search for redemption, confronting trauma, and healing in the face of unimaginable loss. Subscribe now to Truth Be Told Presents She Has a Name, where every revelation brings us closer to the truth.